Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Coming up on show 710, the BMW i4 gets caught during cold weather testing, so it must be close. We'll tell you more. Plus, we're talking about the Mercedes-Benz EQA doing its winter testing as well. NIO's EC6 and Electrify Canada providing free charging. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, the edition for Thursday, the 27th of February. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Thank you, as always, to MyEV.com for helping make this show. They are the world's first marketplace. If you're in the USA and you get the privilege of using MyEV, maybe you're buying, maybe you're selling, maybe at this stage you're EV curious and learning, you know where to go, myev.com. Hey, three new Patreon names to say quickly today before we get into the news. A new executive producer. So your name gets it goes on the end of the show notes every day. My friend Nigel. Nigel Miles has signed up. Thank you, sir. Also, Pontus is supporting the show as a producer. Pontus Kinblad, thank you so much. And simply Adam. You know, like Cher or Madonna. Just Adam, a new producer. Let's kick off with the news. The original Mercedes-Benz EQA concept from back in 2017. We first saw it at the Frankfurt Motor Show. It's now a thing of the past as the namesake production version will switch from what was a three-door hatchback body style to a much more popular and practical five-door crossover hatchback, says Yahoo News today. Mercedes already confirmed the final version of its entry-level EV, revealed sometime this year. And to ease the wait for those excited about seeing what will be a very, very popular car, Mercedes-Benz has now dropped some images taken in a very snowy, very cold-looking Sweden. A prototype carrying what seems to be the full production body has been photographed. Okay, by Mercedes, but it's undergoing some harsh winter tests as Mercedes strives to make its electric cars work flawlessly, even at temperatures well below 0 degrees Celsius. A boxy EQB, serving as the zero emissions equivalent of the GLB, will be on sale next year in 2021. So by next year, we're going to have the EQA, which is going to be a five-door crossover. Very, very popular segment, going up head-to-head with the VW ID Full Stop 3, which is not a Golf at all, it's the ID Full Stop 3. Also the Tesla Model Y, the Mercedes-Benz EQA. It's going to be a really popular segment, especially family cars and company car buyers as well. Then next year, the EQB, that's on top of the EQC, which is already on sale. And I sat in my first EQC last week. Or was it earlier? It was earlier this week. Goodness, time flies. I was over at Richard Simmons. He sells a lot of not only Teslas, but also all electric cars. In fact, I would say, I've been doing it so long, pretty much one of this country's experts in anything EV. And Richard said, look, I've got a Mercedes-Benz EQC in. Do you want to come over? So I drove the short 15-minute journey from my house to go see Richard and sat inside the Mercedes-Benz. And my goodness me, that is a very, very luxurious place to be. Look, it's a cliche, but the whole door shut or the door slam sound and the feel, I know it's a cliche, right, with the German manufacturers, you know, BMWs and Audis and Mercedes-Benz, but everything about the EQC just feels quality. And I know what you're going to say. What about the range? What about the efficiency? I hear you. Right, let's move on. The Chinese electric car manufacturer NIO has started production of its third model after the ES8 and the ES6. The start of production at the indebted company is also made possible thanks to a framework agreement with the city of Hefei, which is providing NIO with a €1 billion cash injection, says Chris Randall for Electrive today. The EC6 is the third one, announced in January. It's an SUV coupe. I know, we're just melding things together now, aren't we? It's an SUV coupe that is to be delivered from this September onwards. Three different battery pack sizes, 70 kilowatt hours, 84 kilowatt hours, and the big daddy, 100 kilowatt hours. Well, that latter option is a new liquid-cooled battery package from NIO, and no official range, realistic range figures released. They quote NEDC, which is not even close. Let's talk about Electrify Canada, announcing its latest step in advancing electric vehicle adoption with a new charging agreement with Volkswagen Canada. Well, this new agreement will provide Volkswagen e-Golf drivers, because they're still selling e-Golfs in Canada. They're still selling them everywhere, actually, in some reasonably good numbers in some places, with 2 years' worth of complimentary charging sessions. What does that mean? Well, the charging sessions are 30 minutes, and they are genuinely complimentary. Customers who purchase the 2020 Volkswagen e-Golf can enrol in and manage their charging plan through the newly launched Electrify Canada mobile app. It's on Android, it's on iOS, and drivers can redeem 30-minute charging stations at any charging station along the Electrify Canada network. Now, Electrify America and Electrify Canada set up from VW's You Did a Very Bad Thing fund. So they're not actually VW, but that's where the money's come from, if you weren't aware. And so I'm not surprised to see this kind of arrangement, agreement being rolled out. And great news for e-Golf drivers. 2 years of unlimited 30-minute charging sessions. I wonder if you can game the system. And if you charge for 30 minutes, stop, unplug, plug in again, charge for 30 minutes. I've done that before, by the way. There's a couple of I'm going to sound so cheap now. There's a couple of car parks, and that if I'm really desperate for a charge when I'm on a road trip, there's particularly one on the M3 motorway, just off the motorway, actually. And the car park gives you 15 minutes free. But then when you go validate your ticket, it then gives you 15 minutes to get out of the car park. So I go into the car park, plug in on the free rapid charger, and then go validate my ticket. And it just adds 15 minutes on to the end of the free 15-minute period. I know what you're thinking. Could this guy get any more tighter? Just stump up a couple of pounds for the car park. But you know what? If you just need a 30-minute boost, it's sort of gaming the system. But I hope you don't judge me too much. Let's move on. Group Renault and Ferrovial are launching a city car sharing service. It's for Paris. And if you're in Paris, you can use the new car sharing service with Group Renault from next month, March 2020 onwards. The name they've given it is Zitty. I wonder if it's a play on words like city, but I'm presuming that most English language, like countries around the world, I presume that the word zit translates. Right, it's not just an English thing, is it? Like, you'd call a very spotty teenager covered in zits. So that's all I can think of now with Renault's new car sharing service, Zitty, which is what they've called it. It's going to have a fleet of 500 new Renault Zoes. Of course, they're 100% electric, and it's going to be equipped with Zitty technology. And it's going to be made available to Parisians on a self-serve basis. You access the car with your mobile phone application, and 20% of Paris's inhabitants have used car sharing now. According to fleetnews.co.uk, the battery levels are guaranteed because the Zitty technology on board the Zoes enables all of things like the charge, state of charge and battery level to be displayed in real time. And if the battery falls below a minimum level required, the vehicle gets taken out of service and charged up by one of the Zitty team. Brilliant. So you can even proudly tell your friends if you get a new job working there, hey guys, I'm Zitty now. Maybe it's just me. Let's talk about VW. And they put out a new press release because they can't be putting out too many cars at the moment. Still building the ID3, getting the software sorted. Less said about that, the better, maybe. However, they're very good at a press release. The biggest department in VW, some people say, is the press release department. Oh, I might make a comment on that. A new press release about the gearbox, which I find interesting. And how about you? I don't know about whether you want technical stuff on this podcast or not, but I find this very interesting. Drive systems for the European and North American vehicles based on the MEB platform all use the same one-speed gearbox manufactured at VW Group's plant in Kassel. With a vehicle with a combustion engine, the torque increases along with the engine speed, and then as you change gear, it falls again. With an electric drive system, however, the torque is available immediately and remains constant over a wide range of speeds. The use of a multi-speed gearbox to achieve the desired speed or necessary torque from a fossil car is not necessary, say VW. That's why they've issued details about their new gearbox going inside all the ID cars. The maximum speed of 160 kilometres an hour is reached at a rotation of 16,000 rpm inside the gearbox. For the ID Full Stop 3, which is optimised for maximum range, the use of a single gear, they say, suits all driving situations and is perfectly adequate. And if you were thinking, hang on a minute, isn't the Porsche Taycan dual speed, and that's a car coming from the VW Group stable, as it were, you'd be correct, but built on a different platform, this MEB platform that they'll be licensing to Ford and using across all the VW Group companies, doesn't apply to things like the Porsche Taycan, the Audi, what's going to be the Audi e-tron version of that as well. Let's talk about a company that you might not hear too much about because they basically make bits and even full cars for other people. You know that lovely Jaguar I-Pace, their first electric car? Yeah, not actually made in a Jaguar factory. Made by a company called Magna. They're very good, by the way, at doing what they do. And, you know, ideally if you've got a short run or a limited run or a run of cars that you want to sell, but you don't want to retool your whole factory, well, why don't you get a company like this that's equipped to do things like this? Lots of car companies do this, by the way. And Magna have a roadmap to e-mobility with their own technology showcased in a new demonstrator car, which has been doing some winter testing activities in northern Sweden again, says Green Car Congress. The demonstrator car from Magna has their permanent magnet synchronous motor systems on the front and the rear axle. The unit on the front is equipped with a mechanical diff, while the unit on the rear has a twin clutch torque vectoring system, don't you know? Both e-drives, like the gearbox, the electric motors, the inverters, the software, and the vehicle control strategy, all done by Magna. So, although a lot of that stuff is done by car companies, your Tesla, for instance, will be doing all of that stuff themselves. If you are a smaller car company or you want that technology off the shelf, a company like Magna exists. They won't get the headlines. You'll never hear about this kind of stuff, but it's all being developed now in the background. Well, it's been developed. They're at the stage of cold weather testing. And I love to bring you stuff like this on the podcast because it would otherwise go unreported. Let's talk a couple of BMW stories, should we? Ahead of the BMW i4's world introduction, which was going to be at the Geneva Motor Show. That's not going to happen. Future story about Geneva coming up on the podcast. We do have spy shots, though, in, would you believe it, northern Sweden. It must be pretty congested with EVs in Sweden right now, doing cold weather testing. BMW's upcoming i4 is an extremely important vehicle for the brand. It's basically their first serious swipe at the all-electric premium car segment. But it's got conventional BMW styling, says Tom at Inside EVs. Yes, of course, they have done a big mainstream car in the i3 that was never really meant to be. I don't think it was ever meant to be as popular as it became. And it's hard to stop selling a car when people keep buying it. But it is space-age technology. Still, the i3 never had the biggest battery in the i3. And some of them had range extenders, so you don't need the biggest battery. But the carbon fiber technology and the way the car is made, I don't know if BMW ever made a profit on any i3. I'd love to know if they ever turned a profit on the i3, which they're still selling, by the way. The battery's getting bigger and bigger all the time. However, the i4, BMW loyalists have been asking for a car like this. All electric, five-seater, long range, BMW performance. And it's a real attempt by BMW to get that market share that they've lost to the Tesla Model 3 and soon the Model Y. Well, the i4 has a couple of battery options. Entry level, 60 kilowatt hours. Premium level, 80 kilowatt hours. Meant to be called, so we hear, the i460 and the i480. And I like that, right? I miss the old days of calling Teslas by the size of the battery pack. I get that it's nerdy and geeky and that for the next stage of EV adoption, you know, that adoption curve, the mainstream are coming on board with it. They don't necessarily want to be saying, what have you got? Oh, the P100D kind of thing, because that is a bit nerdy. But I love that. I would love it if BMW did call it the i460 and the i480. It's available in rear-wheel drive and all-wheel drive. They've got the fifth-gen eDrive technology. This is the technology, I believe, going into the iX3 as well, but not the newest stuff. They've just launched the new electric Mini, and that uses their old previous generation stuff, which is a bit of a disappointment, I must admit, because I was excited about the Mini, but I'm not as bothered about it now, knowing this is what they've been rolling out in the i3 for years. They've used that in the Mini. But anyway, good on Mini for having an EV on the market. The BMW iNEXT is completing its next chapter of development, with freezing cold conditions being tested, as I mentioned just now, but also they're taking it to the Kalahari in southern Africa. Extreme heat and solar radiation, dust formation, and off-road terrain with sand and pebble and gravel tracks all being hit by BMW's test team for what BMW still call the iNEXT. The car designed for all electric power, and the car's bodywork, interior, driver assistance systems all being tested in the blazing heat of the Kalahari. That kind of heat would make your mobile phone overheat almost instantly if you tried to use it and, I don't know, play some music, watch a video. Battery will get so hot. But, of course, EVs have to cope with all of these kind of things, which is why even things like the air conditioning gets tested, thermal pump technology in the BMW iNEXT, and they are testing it to all of the extremes. The coldest Arctic Circle testing and also the African desert as well. Production, series production of the iNEXT, as BMW still call it, is happening at the Dingolfing plant in 2021 as a modern sports activity vehicle. And finally, quick mention of Skoda, or Škoda, as maybe I should say, the Skoda Octavia RSiV. It's a plug-in hybrid, and it's got the same powertrain, drivetrain as its sister cars, cousin cars really, VW Golf GTE, Seat Cupra Leon plug-in, says Motor One, using the same hardware package, has slightly less all-electric range, it's a bit heavier car, turbocharged 1.4-litre engine, and an electric motor, a 14 kilowatt-hour battery in that as well. Okay, question of the week this week is all about asking people how to persuade your friends, family, and colleagues to buy an EV. Email me about anything, anytime. The address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Thank you to 235 patrons of the podcasts. Your generosity means I get to make this show, and I've got some new top-level patrons to be announcing over the next couple of days as we roll into March as well. Billing happens in March, by the way, so if you're a current supporter and maybe you're trimming the budget or for whatever reason life changes, reminder to stop before the end of the month. But if you want to support on Patreon, well, hey, I would appreciate it very much. patreon.com/evnewsdaily. There are some premium partners for now to mention. Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Avid Technology, and Brightsmith. For clean tech talent, check out brightsmithgroup.com. If you want to check out 709 previous shows, they're in the archive, and a review on Apple Podcasts is always appreciated. Have a wonderful day. Catch you soon. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.